The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Andy O'Donoghue joins us for Tech Tuesday, and we decided what we'd ask him to do today was look at some high-tech gardening assistance. And starting, I think, with lawnmowers, because the great thing about the modern lawnmower, it seems, is not, Andy, that it just collects its own grass when it cuts it, but that you can almost send it off on its own to do the cutting and sort of sit back with a drink in hand and a remote control in the other hand and set it off to work.
That's exactly the case, Matt. And the best thing, I suppose, for anyone who pays their kids to cut the lawn is they don't need to be paid pocket money. I suppose the king of smart lawnmowers is Husqvarna, and people will be familiar with their brand. They've been around for years making all sorts of lawnmowers and cutters and garden devices. But they introduced a range of automatic mowing machines a few years back, and they're not the cheapest model on the market, but they are superbly built and incredibly capable, Matt. And I mean, they start at around €1,000 and run up to about €4,000, but I believe that the top of the range will mow something like 5,000 square meters and can deal with hills of 24 degrees. So if you do have a big garden, they're very worthwhile, and they have a lot of really good features. For instance, the safety cutoff features. And they also have things that are really useful for people who are proud of their lawn. So if the Husqvarna mower encounters, you know, one of those little bare patches that's been damaged or isn't growing as it should, it actually avoids it, cuts around it, and lets the grass come on. So for anyone who has the budget for one of them, they really are a great idea.
Because you need a big garden to really justify that. If you have a smaller garden, the likes of the Flymos are not quite that far behind, are they?
Yeah, no, they're not. And that's absolutely the case. The Husqvarna, and they make commercial versions, and you know, for people with sort of public or large spaces and public spaces, even football pitches, I believe. But Flymo, which people will be familiar with, have been around for years, and they have a lovely mower, or a couple of lovely mowers. They start at about €725, and they run up to just over €1,000. And like the Husqvarna, the sort of mid and higher range models have an app, and the app is very clever because it allows you to just tell your Flymo or other mower, tell it to start cutting, and it will go and do it. But you can also wire these things in. The idea of the connected garden, Matt, is that all these things get wired in together, and so you can have a schedule, so the lawn will always get mowed even if you're out, or if it rains you can trigger, well, I don't want to cut the grass today. So all of that stuff can be done automatically. And for somebody with a smaller garden, the Flymo at 725 is a good buy.
Now, I believe that although you're an apartment dweller, you're actually a keen gardener. Do you have a plot somewhere, or is there another trick that you're managing to pull?
Well, I've grown things inside and on my balcony for some time. And one of the sort of gifts to my green-fingered efforts has certainly been kind of the evolution of the smart growing pots. And so I use a couple of different ones. And what they do is they enable you to grow very efficiently in small spaces. And using a system called hydroponics. So some of my pots don't have any soil in them. And what they do is there's a nutrient solution that you put into your pot. And that helps the plants to thrive and grow faster than they would in soil. And, you know, these work really well, and you can grow flowers, and you can grow herbs, and you can grow vegetables. So, I mean, I've at the moment I've got carrots growing, I've got potatoes growing, I've got a few different types of herbs growing, and I've got chilies growing. And in various different plants, the way they work, Matt, is, say, there's a company called Plantui, which is a Finnish company. And their kind of principle is they have these mini gardens. So they're sort of, they start around the same size as a dinner plate and go up to maybe twice that size. And you put your little plant pods into them, and you can buy them, or you can subscribe to them and you choose what you want to grow. They start about €140, run up to about €250 for the big one. But what's fantastic about them is they're incredibly efficient, and they have a light. They have this blue light that it's like a sort of that very blue sky that you get sort of in the northern hemisphere, and they are incredibly efficient. One sort of small pot, enough at the moment. I've got about three or four lettuce plants in one small pot, and they're doing really well.
Sorry, are you doing this on the balcony, or is it effectively an indoor garden that you have?
Both, yeah. Both.
Okay.
So flowers on the balcony, and then lettuce and herbs inside. And actually, I keep them in the kitchen, so they're always handy.
Okay, but you also are aware of a lot of the stuff for those who have outdoor gardens. Tell us a little bit about smart soil monitoring and how this has developed for people.
Well, this is one of the evolutions that we saw from kind of agriculture and sort of commercial agriculture has come down into sort of people who grow at home. And soil monitoring is very important. And essentially, these are little sort of sensor devices, and they're sort of around the same size as a knife, that sort of length and that sort of width. Some of them require batteries, and some of them are solar powered. And I'd suggest for anyone who does want to monitor their soil, get a solar powered one, because then you don't have to repair your batteries. They cost from about €30 to €100. And they're fantastic, particularly for new gardeners, because what they do is they keep an eye on the condition of the soil, and they'll tell you when or if you need to fertilize, and they'll keep an eye on the general plant health. But most importantly for new gardeners is they'll tell you when your plants or vegetables need to be watered. And again, you can connect to an app. And so you can have Alexa tell you, or you can have a notification on your phone. But they do things like they monitor the nutrients in the soil, and they also monitor the moisture, but they also monitor sunlight. So you may well have a plant that needs more sunlight or needs less. And you can rotate your plants around like that and put them where they will grow best. So they're incredibly useful, Matt.
So you've got smart soil monitoring, you've got temperature sensors, you've also got smart watering apps. Give us the names of some of the apps and some of the products that people might be interested in.
So a couple, watering is a really good one, actually, because smart watering systems have really come on, and they've got a lot cheaper. So for somewhere between sort of 150 and €200, you can install a valve from companies like Eden, E-D-Y-N, or Netro, N-E-T-R-O. Or they make a smart watering system. They're very clever. And what they do is they link into those sensors that we've just mentioned, and they will water your garden automatically. However, they're also incredibly efficient. So they will likely save you up to 50% of the water that you waste in your garden that runs away. And so they help the growing process, and they also help in case of drought conditions. And, you know, you can have them turned off if you don't need them, or if we're having a water shortage during the summer. And they're also useful if you're away from home, which is the thing, of course, smart watering. And you can wire these in, or just connect them to window boxes as well, so that your plants aren't dead when you come home, and they're always you keep them healthy. From an app point of view, there's a couple of fantastic apps. And even if you're not buying any of this smart technology, even using apps to keep an eye on your plants. And there's a couple. There are planting apps and also identification apps. So Smart Plant and Garden Answers are really good. And what they allow you to do is they just essentially give you advice about the plants in your garden. And you can also photograph the plants. So as somebody said, I think Shazam for plants. You photograph the plant, and it tells you what it is. And it also gives you planting advice, when you should put it in the ground, when you can harvest it, when you should prune it. And there's a lot of them. Leaf Snap and My Soil are another coup. Some of these are you pay for. Some of them are free. And they offer really good advice, particularly for the first time gardener.
Okay, there's loads in that. Anything else that you may have missed out on?
I think the important thing is, if people without gardens, this time of year, I suppose the spring is the planting season. And for people without gardens, don't be left behind. Those couple of indoor gardens I mentioned from Plantui and Click and Grow, Matt, I have to mention them. They're a fantastic company. They do indoor gardens, start at about €100, but they also have different versions right up to a family size version, where you you can, and they'll send you little pods of herbs, chilies, pak choy, all sorts of things. Put it in your kitchen and always have fresh, plants, fresh vegetables, fresh herbs, but also no food waste and no food miles. So it's ethical and also, you know, an element of conservationism in it.
Andy O'Donoghue, thank you very much for being with us for Tech Tuesday.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.